tough Sunday?
You know, this is the day we have to break down the field from the game, and so, you know, it's never a good day after a loss, but, you know, we're able to come back on the field and go over some of the corrections and just move around and start to move on to the next game plan.
You sense that everybody's put in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obvious that we've got work to do, but I think when you go through the setbacks that we have, you look forward to the opportunity to get better and the opportunity to change, you know, what's going on. And so we can't play the game today, but we can focus on the work that will show up in the game this week. And so I think that's where the focus is on. Everybody's trying to figure out what we need to get corrected and see it happening, you know, throughout practice.
What's the challenge? I know it's only the third game. However, do you feel there's a sense of urgency for this game because of what you've done the first two games?
I mean, there's a sense of urgency. It is when you try to look at the big picture. You know, you start to look at the season holistically, and you start to panic a little bit. You never want to start 0-2. But when you look at it from, you know, a small standpoint, every game you go into, you try to win. You know, everybody's goal every year is to be undefeated. And there's only one team to ever do that. And so, you know, all we can do is focus on this week, and we want to win this week. And so there's a sense of urgency every week to win that game. And so this week is no more than any other week. We need to win because we're preparing hard, and we want to win. We're competitors, and we never go out on the field thinking that it's just okay to lose.
For the young guys, how do you make sure they don't let that panic kind of – they don't run with that?
Well, it's a good thing our young guys aren't in leadership positions on this team. So, you know, it's all they have to do is just watch how the vets work, and – you know, I think we've got a lot of mature guys and a lot of veteran group who know that this is not the end of the world, and there's things to correct, and we're just going to go about it and you know, with a business mentality and get it done.
Why do you guys run more dime on Sunday, and how effective do you think it was?
You said what?
Why do you guys run more dime on Sunday, and how effective do you think it was?
I think we only had about four snaps of it, and it was after Kiko and Mike got hurt, and so we were short on inside linebackers, and so our dime package, really, we hadn't had to use it all year and really hadn't installed it because we've had athletic linebackers that can go out and cover. And so we kind of threw it out there on the fly and put Nolan on the inside and brought in E.J. Biggers. And we got some good four quality snaps out of it. So it played well for us.
What's the challenge of going out there now without Michael Kendricks, without Kiko?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the good encouraging thing is Jordan Hicks came in and played really well. Everybody's comfortable with D'Amico playing. And so I don't think we lose much from that standpoint when we play base. Now, when teams get into more of their passing formations and you have matchups, you know, like we had this week with Jason Witten, you know, we probably like our matchups with a DB better than a linebacker. And so that's when I think we'll see more of our dime packages where, you know, we'll have to brush that off from last year. You might I don't know who we're going to put down there. We threw Nolan in there because he's the only one who's played it in a game. And you know, we hadn't had a rep of it literally since last year. So he did a good job of just kind of falling in off of memory. But we'll have to kind of brush that off a little bit and see, you know, what packages we can throw on to get us a little bit of versatility.
What are the challenges of defending Brandon Marshall and the things he likes to do?
I mean, you know, he's a big physical receiver. You know, he's got the speed to stretch the field, catches the ball well down the field. But he also catches the ball well across the middle. So he'll take those slants and turn them, you know, it's a 5-yard catch, it'll turn into 15, and more than that if you miss a tackle. And he's just very, very consistent. And so, you know, you got to defend him the whole game. And if you don't, if you're not on him, if you don't have somebody in his face, if you don't disrupt his timing all day long, he can change the game.
What have you seen from the Jets on film so far? I mean, how do you expect them to attack you guys?
Well, you know, last night they did a whole bunch of they've got into empty formations out of a bunch of different personnels. They got a really good back that I'm familiar with, Chris Ivory. I was with him in New Orleans, who runs really, really hard. And, you know, he'll punish defenders in the secondary, but then the next play he'll run by you. He's got great balance. You know, they got receivers that they can put the ball to, and a quarterback who's managing the game really well for them. And so, you know, this is in the Jets that you saw last year. You know, this is a team that's well coached. They have a plan. They execute well. So we'll have to have a game plan. They get into 10 personnel a lot. You'll see four wide receiver sets, and then they can also just drop down and get into 21. And so the preseason, they tried to run the ball, and they did have some success running the ball against us. So we don't know if they'll stick to that plan or they'll come out and, you know, and try to spread the field a little bit. So we got a little bit to get ready for.
You said that it's not the Jets of last year, and the fact that you guys are 0-2 and they're 2-0. I mean, how daunting is this? You have to go to their house, and you don't want to be down 0-3.
Daunting?
Yeah.
We're not, don't use that word. That makes it seem like we're afraid of something. We're not afraid to play anybody. You know, we're going to prepare to win, and that's all we do. Every time we step on the field, we think we can win, and it's no different here.
Now, when you guys go to the dime, what do you see from Jordan Hicks and from E.J. Biggers that gives you confidence in that group?
Well, I think with Jordan first, the thing that kind of gave me confidence in him is, you know, he got thrown into the fire this weekend. You know, we're playing Dallas, and it's a tight defensive game with everything on the line, and all of a sudden he's out there and he's in a position where he's got to make calls and get lined up and make plays. And he did really well. He made a lot of plays. He flew around. And we didn't have to change the defense because he was in there. And as a rookie, that's huge. And so, you know, we feel comfortable with him out there, and then Nolan or putting E.J. Biggers out on the outside. We've been really excited about him since he's gotten here. And we know he can play the nickel position. He can play the dime. He can play corner. And he's just a veteran that knows what he's doing. He knows the defense. We don't have to worry about him, you know, messing up coverages or anything like that. He plays well with his technique. So we get quality snaps out of him as well. So, you know, it'll be a nice package for us.
Now,